University Avenue leads to the heart of Madison, so it gets used a lot. 55,000 vehicles every day. With all that wear and tear, City of Madison and Dane County officials had road resurfacing and intersection upgrades already in the works. Now they're getting help paying for it with $3.4 million in federal stimulus money. Second District Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin says local infrastructure gets improved and road crews are put to work.
Now, we like to joke here in Wisconsin about there having only two seasons, winter and construction. But this construction season really is like no other. This time we are rebuilding and restoring not just our roads, but our nation's economy and our families' financial security.
The government stimulus spending under the American Recovery Act has been criticized, with some states refusing federal money. The City of Madison has received nearly $37 million under the American Recovery Act, and Mayor Dave Cheslevich believes it's helped prevent the nation from going into a second Great Depression.
For those who say that it's just adding to the federal deficit, or those who say that it's not doing any good in our communities, I challenge them to come to Madison and to look at these projects. These are necessary projects, projects that needed to be done in our community. They're putting a lot of people to work.
The roughly 3-mile stretch of University Avenue will be done this summer. The project also will change how stormwater is managed. Parts of the road in the low-lying area are prone to flooding. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.